Truth and Consequences. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The judge in Bradley Manning's court-martial has acquitted him of the charge of aiding the enemy. He still faces plenty of jail time for stealing secret government files and handing them over to WikiLeaks 3 years ago. But it's the aiding the enemy charge that had journalists freaked out because it is such a sweeping law and potentially carries the death penalty. I'll read the key part. Quote, any person who, without proper authority, knowingly gives intelligence to or communicates with the enemy, either directly or indirectly, shall suffer death or such other punishment, etc. CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen says in Manning's case, merely posting stolen files, like that video of a U.S. military helicopter gunning down two reporters in Baghdad, was considered helping al-Qaeda.
Not by giving information directly to al-Qaeda, but by giving information to WikiLeaks, which then put it on the internet, which made it available to al-Qaeda.
But by that logic, if those two reporters killed by the U.S. helicopter had lived to report on the mistaken attack and posted their story, they too might have been accused of aiding the enemy. Here's Ben Wisner of the ACLU.
This is the first time in the history of the country that the government has brought what amounts to a treason charge against someone who was leaking to the press in the public interest.
Bradley Manning believed that the American people had a right to know that there was way more collateral damage in Iraq and Afghanistan than we were led to believe. And I have to say, if nothing else, it might have helped us understand why the people we were liberating didn't always appreciate our help. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.